talking football. Here's Sky Sports Radio's expert, Phil Moss.
Our favourite football expert has joined us in the studio. Good morning, Phil Moss.
Hold on.
Laurie Daly, you are a turncoat, mate.
Why?
Because I just happened to be driving to work yesterday morning, listening to this wonderful program, and who else should come on air but Robbie Slater, your favourite football expert.
Did I say favourite?
Oh, yeah.
No, you are my favourite.
But he was your favourite yesterday.
Yeah, but today you're my favourite.
Daily favourite.
Yeah, I got a daily favourite.
The daily favourite.
The daily favourite. The daily,
favourite.
I might be going to hell. I might have just told a lie.
We've got a big party stage down there, I can tell you that. We paid tribute earlier on, mate, to Alex Brosk, who's announced his retirement. Jeez, he's been a fabulous player. 10 goals already so far this season. And he scored a cracker on the weekend with
the left foot. He did. Yeah, he's another derby special from Broski. But look, everyone knows his record and what he means to Sydney FC. I want to take everyone behind the scenes a little bit with how he is in the inner sanctum. And you talk about great leaders. This guy has taken pay cuts in the past to keep other players at the club.
I did the same to get Laurie on. That's the sort of guy I am.
And I did the same to get Robbie Slater on. You know, like you do what you've got to do.
And now we look back.
My slogan in life is no regrets, but geez, I've got a few. But look, seriously, he is that type of guy. And I've got no doubt that Broski has still got a long career in football in a sky blue shirt, and it might not be a playing shirt, but I'm convinced that the club, Danny Townsend and Scott Barlow and the board will want to keep him around for as long as they can. He's got so much to offer in a similar vein to Greg Inglis. You know, if you bring a young player to the club to try and sign them, and they bring mum and dad with them, you sit them at a table with Alex Brosk, and it's the sales job is simple because Broski just talks about what the club's done for him and his
selling
life and his family, and you can't put a price on that sort of stuff.
No, he's been a remarkable player and will continue to have an influence at Sydney FC. Mate, what about Mark Rudin? He's leaving Wellington Phoenix. He's been linked to the Melbourne A-League new franchise, Western United.
That's right. It's funny because I look at it and I think the timing of it, why wouldn't Roods and the club wait until after the season, because they've had such a magnificent season. But I suppose the rumours and innuendo were swirling around so much, almost like the wind at the cake tin in Wellington, that he had to put a stop to it. So they've come out and made an announcement that he won't be there next season. From my knowledge, he'd signed a 2-year deal that had a release clause, payout clause.
Yep.
And really these contracts, until we get standardised contracts, I'm not going to go on my rant, but until we do get standardised contracts, they're only worth what the payout clause is.
Yeah.
That's all it's worth. But, look, Roods has had a fantastic first season. He'll definitely get, in my opinion, another job in the A-League if he so desires. There's talk about him going to Western United, the new Melbourne franchise. There's talk about him going to the new Sydney franchise, which doesn't come into the league until the season after next. So who knows where he'll land, but he's certainly earned his stripes in his first season.
Mossy, any announcement on Alan Stajic up there at the Mariners?
No announcement, TK, but suffice to say, he's won one and lost two. But he
only 1-0 on the weekend.
Yeah, that's right. He's certainly steadied the ship. He steadied the ship. He's given them some structure. He's made a difference since he's come in. And look, the Mariners initially said that he's got until the end of the season to prove himself long term. Whether those talks have progressed, I don't know. But I did see some comments from Sean Millichamp, the CEO, that a very, very good relationship was building between coach and club.
You know how you look from the outside looking in and you look at a coach with a club and you think, that's a good fit.
Mm.
He, to me, looks like he's a good fit for that club. Now, I don't know whether he'd be a good fit for Sydney FC or Western Sydney Wanderers, but he just strikes me as a very personable guy that's what the Central Coast needs, someone to believe in, someone to trust, and they'll go out and play for him.
Is that what you said when I was in charge up there, Loz?
I did, Mossy. Yeah. But he just looks the proper fit.
Yeah, I agree with you. And having been there for 5 years at the Mariners as an assistant and then head coach, I know what the personality needs to be up there on the coast. And I agree with you. I think Alan fits that mould. Yeah. But ultimately, the club has to have a good, hard look at where they want to go and how they're going to get there.
Yeah.
And whether Alan's the right man to take them there. But without a grand plan, you can't build a house. So, and there's some more pressure now because it's come out recently that if you win 3 wooden spoons in a row, or 4 in 6, your position in the A-League can be under threat.
You can lose.
Has that always been there?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, apparently.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's not something.
What rule's that?
It's not something I ever thought about, because you don't even think about the wooden spoon when you're coaching.
So say that again. If you
win 3 on the trot.
So Newcastle in our league, the rugby league, if they won
3 on the
three
trot.
Wooden spoons, you know,
your position,
because they won 2 in a row. That's terrible.
Your
that's
license terrible. Is it?
Well, where do they go? Is there a promotion relegation? I can understand.
No, you lose your
license.
Yeah. They'd lose their license. I mean, the Mariners have got teams in the state leagues.
Geez, that's a good way of getting rid of people.
Well, they don't perform, and they're not. That means the owners aren't willing to spend. They just want.
So you'd be happy with that? In any competition?
I don't know about. But look, honestly, if the Central Coast Mariners aren't going to spend some money, they need to take the license off him, right? Yeah. Because you've got to have a competitor. You can't have a shite club year after year after year after year.
Well, I'm just using Newcastle as an example. They won 2 in a row, didn't they? If they won 3 in a row, do you think they'd still be no good for the competition?
Well, I imagine you could make a case. But if you're saying we're not going to spend any money for the next 5 years...
The Roosters, South Sydney, have they lost 3 in a row?
I don't think it's automatic that they take the licence off you. I think it gives the governing
body... To go in and have a look.
To go and have a look and say, right, well, if
you get in there and go, pull your finger out, blokes, otherwise we'll threaten you with the loss of licence.
Well, the thing is, I think that's been done a few times.
Yeah, Arsenal.
Arsenal, yes, massive win this morning.
1-0.
Aubameyang in the 10th
minute. It doesn't secure 4th spot. They're currently in 4th spot. That's a real battle for 4th spot.
Yeah, it certainly is. And they've got an extra game, I think, as well. But that is a massive win for them. Watford were down to 10 men after 11 minutes. Arsenal went 1-0 ahead by Aubameyang in the 10th minute. So an interesting game. It certainly wasn't convincing on the scoreboard, but a massive, massive 3 points nonetheless. So, yeah, interesting. I'll tell you what, Matty Ryan's Brighton, aren't they struggling? The 5-0 on the weekend. And they were diabolical. They were terrible. It could have been a lot more than 5. They've still got 5 points on Cardiff. I still think Cardiff will go down.
And they've got a game in hand too, haven't they?
Yeah. I think, who, Cardiff?
No, Brighton.
Brighton. Yes. Yeah, they do. Yep. Yeah, that's right. But I still think Cardiff will go down, but gee whiz, talk about the wrong form at the wrong time of the year.
Tips, mate. Barcelona, Man U, $1.38 Barcelona. Man U, Champions League we're talking.
Yeah, Barcelona.
Yeah, geez. And $1.70 Juventus up against Laurie's side, Ajax.
Ajax, the cleaning agent, Juventus.
All right, and then I'll get you 2 on Thursday, mate.
El Porto Burger.
FC Porto, the Chicken Men, $3.60 up against Liverpool, $2.05.
Liverpool, all the way.
Liverpool and Manchester City v Tottenham. Manchester City, $1.30.
This is not going to be easy.
Oh.
This is not going
to be easy. $5.50 the draw?
No, well...
Well, Kane won't be there.
I'm going to go with Manchester City, but only because it's Manchester City and they got 4 trophies that they're chasing. I think they'll get through, but it will not be easy. Don't forget Tottenham hold the lead going into the second tie.
All right. You're still our favourites. Good on you, Mossy.
Good on
you're
you
always
guys.
My favourite, my friend.
Yeah, no
looking
worries.
Forward to Champions League action tomorrow morning. 8:30.
I believe you, Loz.
Yeah.